Chapter 11. And it came about that as soon as Jabin, the king of Hazor, heard of it, he went sending to Jobab, the king of Madon, and to the king of Shimron, and the king of Akshaph, and to the kings that were to the north in the mountainous region, and in the desert plains south of Kinnereth, and in the Shephelah, and on the mountain ridges of Dor to the west, the Canaanites to the east and the west, and the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites in the mountainous region, and the Hivites at the base of Hermon in the land of Mizpah. So they went out, they and all their camps with them, a people as numerous as the grains of sand that are on the seashore for multitude, and very many horses and war chariots. Then all these kings met together by appointment, and came and encamped together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. At this Jehovah said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid because of them, for tomorrow about this time I am abandoning all of them slain to Israel. Their horses you will hamstring, and their chariots you will burn in the fire." And Joshua and all the people of war with him proceeded to come against them along the waters of Merom by surprise, and to fall upon them. Then Jehovah gave them into Israel's hand, and they went striking them and pursuing them as far as populous Sidon, and Misrephoth-Maim, and the valley plain of Mizpah to the east, and they kept striking them until they had not let a survivor of theirs remain. After that Joshua did to them just as Jehovah had said to him. Their horses he hamstrung, and their chariots he burned in the fire. More than that, Joshua turned about at that time and captured Hazor, and its king he struck down with the sword, because Hazor was before that the head of all these kingdoms. And they went striking every soul that was in it with the edge of the sword, devoting them to destruction. No breathing thing at all was left over, and he burned Hazor in the fire. And all the cities of these kings and all their kings Joshua captured, and went striking them with the edge of the sword. He devoted them to destruction, just as Moses the servant of Jehovah had commanded. It was only all the cities standing on their own mounds that Israel did not burn, except that Joshua did burn Hazor by itself. And all the spoil of these cities and the domestic animals, the sons of Israel plundered for themselves. It was only all humankind that they struck with the edge of the sword until they had annihilated them. They did not let any one that breathed remain. Just as Jehovah had commanded Moses his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. He did not remove a word from all that Jehovah had commanded Moses. And Joshua proceeded to take all this land, the mountainous region and all the Negeb, and all the land of Goshen and the Shephelah and the Arabah, and the mountainous region of Israel and its Shephelah, from Mount Halak, which goes up to Seir, and as far as Baal Gad in the valley plain of Lebanon at the base of Mount Hermon. And he captured all their kings and went striking them and putting them to death. Many days it was that Joshua waged war with all these kings. There proved to be no city that made peace with the sons of Israel, but the Hivites inhabiting Gibeon. All the others they took by war. For it proved to be Jehovah's course to let their hearts become stubborn, so as to declare war against Israel, in order that he might devote them to destruction, that they might come to have no favorable consideration, but in order that he might annihilate them, just as Jehovah had commanded Moses. Furthermore, at that particular time Joshua went and cut off the Anakim from the mountainous region, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, and from all the mountainous region of Judah, and from all the mountainous region of Israel. Along with their cities Joshua devoted them to destruction. No Anakim were left in the land of the sons of Israel. It was only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod that they remained. So Joshua took all the land according to all that Jehovah had promised Moses, and Joshua then gave it as an inheritance to Israel by their shares according to their tribes. And the land had no disturbance from war.